1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we're back with Bobby Dooley, and this is Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Although this very light and lilting and very merry music sort of belies the fact, Bobby, that you're talking about two women who are, or one woman who's on an activities committee for your summer tackler, that you don't want her on the committee because she doesn't have a good tan. And
Phil, you know, it's really unfair to think of this as frivolous. People who have a really good tan are people who look like they are involved in a lot of activities. I am very olive-complected.
I was going to ask you, do you have a tan?
Yes, I have a very deep, rich, golden brown tan. My husband, Steve, is very dark and ruddy. Like a lot of people compare him to George Clooney. He's very rugged. He has a very slight stubble, and a very beautiful young, a small diamond stud in his right ear. He's very rugged. He's very sexy, and yet very tan. He plays tennis. He has a wildly successful landscaping business. My husband also loves to go hunting and fishing. And
all right, so he's a man's man, and he's outdoors a lot.
That's exactly right. People who are white and have, like, white legs when they're in their bathing suits, they look like they don't have friends and they're on the Internet a lot. All of us need the committee. We need to lead by example. That's why we all need to have tans.
All right. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Sherry. Hi, Sherry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sherry, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, I think it's
important
to tell this woman.
Did she say
it was
Sherry?
Her name
is
Sherry.
I hope you can hear me okay. I'm on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
I have dark brown eyes, and I get tan one hour, and I'm probably as dark as some people that work all summer trying to get tan.
Mm-hmm. Are you olive complected?
I cannot believe that you are sitting here telling this woman she has to have a tan in order to do this job. This is the most narrow-minded,
closed-minded
thing I have ever heard.
Do you have a tan? Do you have a tan?
I have a great tan.
Okay.
I have a great tan. And I do think it looks wonderful.
Are you olive-complected or are you mocha?
I am olive-complected, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have the brown eyes?
And I have brown eyes.
Do you have trouble with oil on your skin?
No, I do not.
So you're not Italian,
you know,
or
are
you Armenian? Are you Armenian or anything like that? Or
I'm sorry, am I what?
Armenian or are you?
No, I am not. In fact, I'm
Indian?
A German descent is what I'm descended
so
from.
So you're not.
However,
you don't have the oily skin.
No, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
But let me make a point here, okay? Because this
okay.
is really important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I run an insurance agency. Okay, I handle commercial insurance, and I hope to God you have what's called D&O insurance directors and officers, as well as your liability.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to offer, when we get off the air here, whoever this woman is, because I missed it, Kathy, I think her name is.
Her name is Kathy Robertson.
Okay, I would like to offer my services to Kathy for her to give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
I will show her where there is coverage in your policy.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe, and I'm sure your agent knew, that you were taking such an absolutely ridiculous lawsuit. He or she would probably drop you in a second. This is the most closed-minded, narrow-minded thing I have ever heard. Who cares whether she's tan or not? Are you going to be there when she gets skin cancer to cover her medical bills?
Well, Sherry, our steering committee is comprised of members who are very outdoorsy. We love the outdoors.
You don't have to be tan to be outdoorsy.
I play a lot of tennis. I play a lot of badminton.
That's great. Good.
And
my point? You don't have to be tan to be outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are outdoorsy that prefer get skin cancer and put sunscreen on.
Well, we really prefer Kathy have a tan. So that
you can have your preference and you can have your opinion, but to be so narrow-minded as to go public and think that you even have a lawsuit is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Well,
and like I said, Kathy, if you're listening, give me a call, and I will make sure you know where coverage is, because you should countersue this woman.
Well, my husband really believes, Steve.
She doesn't look outdoorsy.
See, she doesn't, but she doesn't. Sherry, and I think that's what you're missing.
How discriminating.
She doesn't look
who
outdoorsy.
Can she do her job?
Who cares if she looks...
capable of doing her
exactly.
job?
What is this outdoorsy thing you're talking about?
She doesn't have... She doesn't
it's
have
opinion,
the
lady. Have you ever, it's have your you? Opinion mm-hmm. and your husband's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, while I'm on a tangent here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been parasailing?
I have been parasailing.
Okay.
I have been water skiing.
Then you know it's really outdoorsy.
I live in the Colorado
I don't
mountains
understand.
Here.
How is it that you have a tan and you work in an insurance office? I don't know what that...
Well, first
what
of all,
is that?
I don't work in an insurance office. If you know anything about commercial insurance,
how much
I'm on the road.
How much time does she spend in the office?
How much time? My husband wants to know how
I'm
much time...
I'm in the office 2 days a week at the most. The rest of the time, I'm on the road. I have my sunroof open. I have a tan just through my sunroof. I enjoy the sun. But you know what?
Well, are you working? I mean, if you're not working, then that gives you an opportunity.
Well, what do you mean if I'm not working? Do you,
well,
you obviously
only in...
know nothing about commercial insurance. I travel. I cover the entire state of Colorado.
Well,
so,
That insurance, my wife used to be an insurance, Sherry. You travel, you meet people, you go to their homes, you explain policy,
okay? No, I don't go
policy,
to their homes.
Okay?
I go to their businesses. I am a corporate. I insure businesses. In fact,
well, then,
I insure
Sherry,
condominium
it's not,
associations.
Sherry, it is not fair to say that you have a tan when the only thing that's tan on you is your left arm, okay?
Oh, you know what, honey?
You know,
it's
really
I
unfair.
I am out in the
mm-hmm.
week on the weekend.
Oh, she's got a tan on her left arm.
And I am tan in 1 hour. I'm probably tanner than
mm-hmm.
you laying out for a month,
you know something.
I can assure you. But that's not the point. The point is
no,
how
you know
dare
something.
You impose your
mm-hmm.
opinions on someone else. It is absolutely the most ridiculous thing
Sherry,
I have ever heard.
I think it is
fact,
very unfair.
I have never called into a radio station
mm-hmm.
in my life.
I didn't
even know the name of this
mm-hmm.
show.
Mm-hmm.
I was flipping through the channels, and I called
well,
in to say, is this,
this
for
is the,
real?
This is the Phil Hendry show, ma'am.
Phil, I want to interrupt.
I'm sorry, Phil.
No, that's perfectly fine.
I mean,
no,
saying,
I want to interrupt. I want to say something to Sherry.
I could not believe this was for real.
Because
I could not believe it.
This needs to be said to you, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but a farmer's tan doesn't count.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what? Well,
uh-huh.
And until mm-hmm. you see my tan, mm-hmm. that's your opinion, lady.
You haven't seen
all
my
over.
You know
I can
something?
Assure you.
You have not seen my tan.
A farmer's tan. I tan on the weekends. I sit on my deck. I sit up at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lake cottage. I'll
mm-hmm.
sit up there and get in the tan.
Are you like, do you tan with no clothes on or?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, that is none of your business.
Well, she said
you don't even know goes.
Well,
you people,
mm-hmm.
how dare you say that somebody is white, sits inside and collects comic books? Or I'm afraid to know what you people do. That is frightening.
You know,
to think what you
my
do.
Husband has a wildly successful.
Such a narrow-minded. I think this woman should run from your committee. And if the rest of the people are anything like you two, then you know, good luck to all of you. But
well,
again, Kathy,
it's
if
not
you're
fair
listening,
for you to have, if you
I
have a
will
farm,
leave my number with Phil. Please
yeah, you
call
can,
me, and
Sherry,
I will
you can
help you.
Absolutely, do that, Sherry. Leave your number with it.
Phil, can I say something?
What?
This lady has come on your program with a farmer's tan, and
she didn't say she's got a farmer's freaking tan.
I don't have a farmer's tan. Who would you like to
you
call to
something?
Ask about my tan? I can have 50 people confirm
mm-hmm,
it. You nut.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something. You've basically come out here and said that you lay out on a deck with no clothes on, which I really
no, I
think
didn't
is
say
crude.
No clothes on. You
I
said
really,
that.
Really think that's great. Well, you said you had a tan all over.
Yeah, I have a tan saying that's not a farmer's tan. You twist
yeah,
your words.
Really,
you people are
you know, you're
sick.
Really,
sick.
No, I don't think I'm sick. I think you're the one that's sick with your
oh,
farmer's
yeah,
tan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sick because I don't think that...
She doesn't have a farmer's tan. She said she doesn't have a farmer's tan, and she's got more tan on her than her left arm.
Well, she's driving
yeah.
around all day.
Top of her no. head and her left arm.
What
does that mean, the top of her head and her left arm?
The listening audience can...
All right.
See who's the nut job here. But
all right,
anyways,
if you want to leave your phone number with Mr. Henry, you do that.
I will do
but
that.
We
and
do
you
need
please
to
have Kathy
pictures.
Contact me. I will show her where there is coverage in their DNO policy.
You know, I wonder if you have the courage to send pictures.
I would love
mm-hmm.
to send pictures. You
mm-hmm.
you tell me where to send them,
okay.
honey, and I'll send
I
them.
I would. And would you send pictures of you and your husband, maybe?
Yeah, I sure would.
Wait a minute. Don't do it, okay? Now I know what you guys are doing.
What?
Don't be sending pictures of yourself and your husband to these people.
Yeah, that's true. They are nuts.
Oh, thanks
like.
A lot, Phil.
Well,
thanks
let
a lot, Phil.
Yeah, that's right.
You
you're not going to be doing your little swinging thing
can.
Here.
But that's just because we choose to. And
I'm very olive-complected.
That we would tell someone who is not tan
thanks
that
a lot,
they are
Phil.
Incapable of doing a job. This
thanks.
Is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
You're not going to be swinging, okay, on this show. Anyway, Sherry.
Thank you, Phil. You're
yeah,
real.
Phil.
You know, I'm going to say something that I never thought I would ever say, Phil. You can go straight to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she hung up on me.
Oh, well, you know what? She can't take the heat.
Right,
maybe she's the one who's not tan.
Let's
say stuff about her now.
Okay,
what
Sherry.
A nut.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll hang on if you want to leave my number for Kathy.
That'd be great. Hang on. Farmer's Tan. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, back here, Phil Henry Show, and that was kind of a wild thing there with Bobby Dooley and her whole tanning rap. And that's kind of something that's close to me, the inability to tan. You know, I don't tan. And now that the summer months are coming out, I don't give a crap anymore. You know, you reach a point in your life where you don't care, but when I was a kid, I really cared that I had really, really white skin. Really white freaking skin. And I had white legs, and I didn't want to go down to the beach and take my shirt off because not only was I white, I was skinny. So I was like this skinny white kid with red hair. And I just got old and fat, and I said, you know, I don't care. Don't care. So I walk all over the place now in my shorts. During the summer, it's going to be fantastic because I'll be walking around with my white legs, and I don't give a freaking hell who sees it or whatever. And, you know, as it turned out, nobody really does care anyway. But when you're kids, people will give you crap about that, you know. Hey, you look white. Hey, man. Hey, Casper. Yo. I'm going to put some sunglasses on, Casper. Yeah, I hear you. So that really sucked. I want to remind you that you can pick up the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 album or CD at 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL. Coming up later on in the program, it's going to be Bud Dickman with Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10. So that'll be up in just a few minutes. And what else, man? What else has been happening? Oh, that speech. We mentioned Bush's speech. We mentioned the immigrant thing. And what was the other thing that was in the news? Gasoline prices, and what was that other thing that was in the news? See, I talked about Bush at the beginning of the show. This guy is, like, talking about some missile defense system. You know what? I said it before, and I'll say it again. These cats have never had an original thought in there. Is that Marie Osmond on the Larry King show? Are they doing gospel music? Larry King is singing with Marie Osmond. I'm just kidding. She wrote a book. Marie Osmond wrote a book about having some terrible childhood. All right, terrible. She was a Mormon, and she was one of like 11 kids, and apparently her life just was a horror story. You know, I mean, I don't know what it was, but it had something to do with growing up in Utah. Anyway, I see Bush on TV today. He's rapping about this missile. They're back with that Star Wars thing. They're back with that missile net, that laser net. They don't want anybody to attack us from what, outer space? And I thought that whole kick, it's... You know, to me, that's what the whole thing was about. It wasn't so much that they're going to attack us from another continent. Somebody from space is going to attack us. This guy's back on it. This guy's been in office first 100 days. I don't know about anybody else. The guy looks like he's going to die. He's got gray hair, 100% gray. That's his first 100 days. It sucks being president. And the guys, and I mentioned the guy Carter, and I mentioned Reagan, and Lyndon Johnson died within years of being president, just died. And poor Gerald Ford, that guy is so tough that he has a stroke and he doesn't even know he had one. He's walking around having had a stroke. President Ford, are you aware that you had a stroke? Well, I'm fine. Yeah, I know, and you look great. I don't get it. We just detected a blood clot in your brain. You okay? Yeah, all right. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff happens when you're president, man. You have a stroke, you have a blood clot, you know, what the hell. By the way, the writer's deadline, and I wanted to get to this, the writer's drop-dead deadline is midnight. Is that right? So the writers are going to go out on strike, and a lot of people are, very cynical people are saying, well, good, then that must mean we're going to see some good TV. Well, maybe. A lot of them are very, very good writers. And as I was leaving a Futurama, I did a Futurama a taping today. Not that that makes me a big shot, but I just got a couple of the inside things on what the writers are thinking. Because there were a lot of guys walking around, a lot of these guys that are writing for TV shows talking about what's happening. Guys are just saving their money. They don't know what the hell's going on. I walked out to the car, I was talking to one of the writers today, and I said, well, you got to understand, man, it was a, you know, this all goes back to the 50s and the whole blacklist, and the writers are a tough group of guys, especially the East Coast writers, and they're not going to cave in. And he's going, what are you talking about? I said, well, I thought I was making myself, he said, I just want to eat. What do you mean the blacklist from the 50s? Are you nuts? I go, that's what I get for reading. You're right. But we know a couple of people up in our neighborhood that are writers for television shows, and it's a very, just imagine yourself a part of any industry that's going to go out on strike, and you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. It just so happens because you're a TV writer, nobody gives a crap. And you know what? Rightfully so. If I were a TV writer, I wouldn't want anybody to give a crap about me either. Only the guys that are important to give a crap, like the producers, those are the guys that are, they got to come up with the cold hard cash. But the rest of us, we don't care. Although we say we don't care, but we sort of do. In other words, we say that the teachers and we say that the policemen and we say that the firemen are more important. But when push comes to shove, we're laying our money on the movie stars and the writers, aren't we? I ain't going every week and giving my money to a teacher, are you? But I can tell you, just about every week or every other week, I'm walking up to the box office and laying some of my jack on either Brad Pitt, Harrison Ford, who was it last week? Probably Robert De Niro. One of those guys is getting some of my money every week or every other week. But the last time I laid any money, like weekly, on a teacher, I can't even tell you. Although I did go to the school fashion show last Saturday, and I won some crap at the auction. I forget what it was, but it has something to do with coffee. It was a bag of beans and, you know, it was a romantic getaway for two and coffee. Honest to God, isn't that the truth? All this bull crap we talk in this society about, oh, we care about teachers and right. Give me a break, Jim. When push comes to shove, when who's going to get the money next week, you know you're going to be laying your scratch on freaking Carrot Top. Last time that Mike put any money in a teacher's hand, he got expelled. So that just goes to show you. When push comes to shove, Mike, you're giving your money to Andy Dick. Now, anyway, that's just a euphemism for something else, of course. We ought to just use that name for just anybody we don't like. Yeah, you're real Andy Dick, aren't you? Just that, you know, the name alone is worth the price of admission. I only saw the guy in one thing. What was it, news radio? That's, you know, it's fine. I understand that he's had some problems in terms of mood-altering chemicals. But can we borrow your name, Andy? Tell you what, you just stay there. You clean up. Let us have your name, you dick. No, but seriously, so that's how the thing's going to go. But anyway, tonight is the night, midnight. By the way, I saw Weakest Link for the first time last night. I didn't know she's 56. There's hope yet for all of us old creeps. She's 56. And by the way, Ann Robinson, do they tape that thing here? Hey, Ann, we can see you reading your lines, okay? Just if you're going to scribble some funny, if you're going to have your writer put them on little 8x10s or whatever, like put them off screen, put them on a dummy card. Because you're looking down and you're reading all the funny little lines like, I don't know, whatever, who's going to be the deck chair that collapses, and then you look up and you deliver it. We know you're reading that stuff. Stop it. That's before I watch the show. Everybody's telling me she's a comedy genius. She ain't bad. She's funny. The show's more interesting than her. But when she whips out with a who's the gum on your shoe, who's the deck chair that collapses, who's the ship that didn't come into dock, or whatever the hell it is that she's seeing, she's looking down at the cards. Am I kidding her? Have you seen it? She's looking down and reading her lines, which is better. You know what? God bless her for doing that. It's more we can say for most people. We just once, like, for instance, Harrison Ford to look down and read his lines so that we'd know. I saw him on Actor Studio. He says he doesn't memorize his lines. He just makes it all up. Did you hear that? That Harrison Ford, in his movies, he doesn't do any lines. He just makes everything up as he's going along. That Ann, hey, Ann, if the writers go on strike, you're screwed. You ain't going to be funny anymore. And last night was the night that my dentist daughter was on. I ain't going to tell you who she was. By the way, that was a very nice pink top you were wearing. And I, 1-800-449. Coming up next here on the Phil Henry Show, Bud Dickman's weekly top 10. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And I'm Bud Dickman, and this, the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Oh, my soul, sisters. Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh. Go,
sister. Number 10.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. This song requested by Craig Taylor. Hi, you're on Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
Yo, Bud, what's this, man?
This is Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink. Up from number 19 to number 10.
Yeah, man, it's like up from my lower colon to my esophagus, you know? Is that up?
Yeah, that'd be up.
Yeah, that's up, man.
You don't like it, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that I do.
There she is, Christina Aguilera, Pink, Maya, and Lil' Kim are... and a song called Lady Marmalade. That's a song about what you put on toast and the lady that makes it. It also has a line in it called Voulez-vous coucher and some other things that means, do you want to sleep with me tonight? And that was a very big controversy in the 1970 time, but now it's just a song that sucks. Hello, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman. And now a Bud Dickman editorial. That last song blows chunks very significantly big.
And now back to the Bud Dickman Show.
Thank you. Here we are at number 9. This song up from number 13. It's Uncle Cracker in a song called Follow Me. Uncle Cracker manned the turntables for Kid Rock since 1991, and now he have record.
Don't know how you met me, you don't know why. You
his own record.
Can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea.
Number 9.
And follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night.
A Bud Dickman exclusive.
Want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Number 9.
I'm not worried about the ring you wear, cause as long
as... Hi, Bud Dickman, you're on the air.
Number 9.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Just shut up.
And I'm well aware. But you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me.
Hey, Bud Dickman, you're on the air.
A Bud Dickman exclusive.
I got it already. You don't have to call up with it. Just go to other place.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just...
go into the other studio. Do it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Just do it.
Okay.
Nobody else like me.
That's Uncle Cracker with Follow Me. That's entering the Bud Dickman. I said entering Bud Dickman. It's entering Bud Dickman's top 10 at number 9, up from number 13. Some of the wonderful lyrics in that song, follow me to the toilet so I can puke after hearing that load of crap from Uncle Cracker.
What the hell is going on? Wait a minute.
All right, now a song at number 8. You all know it. Joe and Mystical came up with a song called Stutter, and I think you're going to really, really like it. No, you're not going to like it.
Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. Baby, don't go. I need you.
Talk to me. Tell me where you were
late last night.
You told me with the friends hanging out
late last night.
You're lying cause you're stuttering. Now where were you
late last night?
Stop lying to me cause you're ticking me off. See, you're ticking me off.
Alright, so in other words, the conversation went something like this. Hi, baby, is that you?
Well, da-da-da-da.
Aha! You've been cheating on me with another man.
Da-da-da.
I mean, that's how it went.
lying because you're stuttering? What is that?
Hi, baby. Want to go to the movies? Oh, so you did that with that guy, huh? On all fours, huh? Jesus.
I took care of you. I loved you. And you played me.
Tell me why.
Stop lying to me about where you've been. Because you're ticking me.
All right, that's Joe and Mr. Callen, the number 8 song on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10, a song called Stutter. And we're looking for big things coming out of our stomachs after hearing that.
Can you tell me why?
It's time now for Bud Dickman check-in time. All right, let's check in. Hi, you're checking in. Go ahead.
Hi.
Check in. What's your name?
My name is Rufus Mandela, and I'm calling from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right, what do I do for you?
Well, I thought this was the talk radio program. And obviously, you're a retard, so that can't be a talk show, can it?
No, it isn't. Get out of here. You're mean.
Well, I just think you're real.
All right. Shaggy and Rayvon are back, down from number 5 to number 7, and with any luck, next week they'll be off the top 10 with Angel.
Rayvon and Shaggy with a company in San Mateo. This one for your musical disc.
In this song, they rhyme nation, incarceration. A lot of songs are then with T-I-O-N.
Angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Oh, that's a great line there. It's, I can't. Angel, closer than my peeps.
You're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Is this guy American or what? I don't understand.
If you have beer fun, can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
He's got a big thing of watermelon jammed right in his windpipe.
Me not giving her much attention. She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show
her. Oh, that's great.
My appreciation.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, man, that line, closer than my peeps you are to me. That's lifted from Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare, man. So,
bullcrap. Bill Shakespeare can write better wine than that, don't you think?
No, man. No, man. No, no, no. No, no. No, 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 no.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm ODing right now, so.
Go ahead.
The loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but a call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded. Mission completed. And I said that I and I the program. Not get touch on this around with your.
Okay, we don't understand anything he's saying. Now at number 6 is Case and Missing You on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. This song is all about a guy who meets a girl, but something goes wrong. Something horrible goes wrong, and it's not a girl at all. Yes, that's right. He goes down into her slacks and finds plumbing. And yet they can be happy, or can they? Here is Case and Missing You.
Standing here looking out my window. The nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more. If only I could find you.
Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10.
Well, you got a very special Bud Dickman moment right now. We have Joe's girlfriend on the line. You remember Joe from the song Stutter, and Joe's girlfriend is on the phone. And what were you doing with that guy when Joe was out hard at work? You were cheating on him, weren't you?
Yeah.
Thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me because you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating.
Beating a joke to death, Bud Dickman.
Cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that lovely? It isn't? All right. That's Missing You. It's Case, which brings us to the song Burning Up, the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. At number 8 last week, but at number 5 this week, jumping 5 whole spaces. 8 minus 5. 3 whole spaces. It's Nelly featuring City Spud, featuring Mystikal with Christina and Destiny's Child sitting on his face. Here he is, Nelly, and Ride With Me. Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry.
A Bud Dickman exclusive. Diarrhea, they just keep getting worse. Bud Dickman, top 10.
This is Bud Dickman, and that's number 5, Nelly, featuring City Spud. And in his rap bio, it says he grew up in St. Louis and experienced firsthand the dangers and temptations of life on the street. And now that he has a recording career, he can promote them, as in the marijuana smoking that goes on in this song. So having experience those temptations, your dumbass hasn't gotten over them. Hey, number 5, Nelly featuring City Spud, featuring I'll Forget It. And Ride With Me. This is the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Coming back with your requests, a dedication, a special long-distance shout-out, all of the check-ins, and we'll have the Bud Dickman Spinorama for the big blue nose. Sit on your... Forget it. It's a bunch of crap I made up. None of it's happening. It just sounds really cool if you're 13. We'll be back with the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 after this.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. I want to bring on a special guest now for our weekly dedication, Casey Kasem.
Well, thank you very much, Bud. Hello, everybody. I'm Casey Kasem, and this is our long-distance dedication. Our letter this week comes from RJ, and he writes, Dear Casey, I was laying in a big city hospital in intensive care, having just had my spleen removed. I was in a great deal of agony, and someone turned your radio show on. I thought I was going to lose all the contents of my intestines. It came flooding out into the bedpan, and the green fluid that escaped from my nose also made it very bad. Casey, would you do me the favor of leaving the airwaves and never doing your show again? I hate you. Please save me, RJ. Well, RJ, you can kiss my ass, because I'm not leaving the airwaves. I'm staying on long after I die. They can cut and paste all these words together using the computer, and they can make this show for another 50 years. In fact, RJ, I may be dead right now. You don't know. Okay? Thanks. Back to you, bud.
All right, Casey, you're the very finest that money can buy. At number 4, up from number 6, but down from number 2, then back to number 3, Lifehouse and Hanging by a Moment.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Get out of here.
Don't put your hands on me, bud.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth.
Bud Dickman put his hands on Casey Kasem.
Where I started. Chasing after you, I'm falling even more in love.
You want to come at me?
Don't put your hands on me, I'll kick your ass. You tard.
You Lebanese turd.
You're a retard.
Oh, yeah? We'll take
Ow, that hurt. You hit me in the face, and now I'm going to belt you. What a baby. You cry just like a little kid.
That's, ow, my face. Casey Kasem hit me in the face.
Come at me.
That's number four, Hanging by a Moment, Lifehouse. At number three is Dido, and Thank You, and she was at number three last week, and we'll keep her at number three next week. In fact, she'll never make number one. She's only going to be number three. Ow!
Don't talk that way about Dido.
That was really great. Okay, I thought she sang that song. Oh, there it is. Does she sing or not? I got to get going.
Oh, she does sing, but...
Yeah, well, screw it. Okay, that's Dido at number three. At number two, I love this song so much. This is Destiny's... In fact, it's the only song on a weekly top ten that I like. Destiny's Child and Survivor. They were going to call it Weakest Link, but...
Well, I'll probably that.
Shut up!
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Destiny's Child and Survivor here on Bud Dickman's Weekly Top 10, the number two song on the Weekly Top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very sad duty of this program to report bad news as well as good news, too. And that's why I'm so very deeply sorry for all of you that the number one song this week remains All For You by Janet. God, jeez. I tried to do something about it, but I couldn't. Yeah. I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Casey Kasem.
And this has been the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Tune in again next week when we take the top 10 records of a whole nation of the America and butcher it beyond all recognition.
And I'm Casey Kasem.
And another... Is that all you're going to...
And I'm Casey Kasem.
Shut up! We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Casey.
And I'm Casey Kasem.
You're right, we did. We cut and paste that. I can't change it.
The Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 is a presentation of The Phil Hendry Show. I know exactly, 'cause I have